Beyond is sponsored by the Malone Society, the permanent utility of original texts. Go to malonesociety.com for more information. Hello and welcome to the Beyond podcast and this archive recording of The Pardoner and the Friar by John Heywood. This Henrician drama was recorded live on stage as part of our Entertaining Henry season at the Key Theatre, Sudbury, on Sunday, 22nd of June 2025. It isn't designed for the podcast, it is an archive feed recorded at a distance, and so it doesn't have the same clarity as our other releases. In fact, the sound may be overworked at times, for reasons you will discover. But though a bit roomy, it is a relatively clear recording of the play as performed live and complements our previously released work of all of John Heywood's plays and our wider look at Tudor interludes. There is a host of useful links in the show description. There's so much stuff to look at, including our exclusive behind-the-scenes material of rehearsals and video feeds on our Patreon. But for now, we present The Pardoner and the Friar by John Heywood, with Simon Nader-Mirza as the Friar, Robert Crichton as the Pardoner, Alexandra Katagida as Neighbour Pratt, and Rule Fox as the Parson. The Pardoner and the Friar, recorded live.
Dearly beloved, my sermon today is one of tolerance and friendship. Yes. We are gathered here today in the sight of God to enjoy two plays from the end of the reign of Henry VIII. The first, from the godless pagan realm of filthy heathen snail worshippers, you've already seen. And God have mercy on your souls if ever you did love. Looking at you. Such disturbing scenes are rife in this time of great religious change. Some change is reasonable. Many have called for modest reform of the church to remove the more corrupt practices that have crept in. Such corruptions have led to such shocking incidents as you will see documented in our next play. On the 23rd year of the reign of our most sovereign lord, Henry, 8th of that name, something unspeakable happened. On the 17th day of August, in the parish church of All Hallows in Bread Street, two priests fell at variance with one another, such that the one priest drew blood on the other. Wherefore the same church was suspended, and no services were said nor sung there for 1 month. You're about to see a dramatic reconstruction of these events, made manifest by the pen of one John Heywood, who has changed some of the characters in this true life tale to protect the guilty. But I most earnestly hope that you will bear in mind the crimes committed and the real victims of this story.
The Holy Trinity preserve all that now here be. Dear brethren, if you will consider the cause why I come hither, you would be glad to know my intent. For I come not hither for money nor for rent, I come not hither for meat nor for meal, but I come hither for your soul's heal. I come not hither to pall nor to shave, I come not hither to beg nor to crave. I come not hither to gloss, nor to flatter. I come not hither to babble, nor to clatter. I come not hither to fable, nor to lie. But I come hither, your souls to edify. For we friars abound the people to teach, the gospel of Christ openly to preach, as did the apostles from Christ the Master sent, to turn the people and make them to repent. But since the apostles from heaven did not come, we friars now must occupy their room. We friars are bound to search men's conscience. We may not care for groats nor pence. We friars have professed willful poverty. No money in our purse have, may we. Knife nor staff, none may we carry, except we should from the gospel bury. For worldly adversity, may we be in no sorrow. We may not care today for our meat tomorrow. Barefoot and bare-legged must we go also. We may not care for frost nor snow. We may have no manner care, no think, neither for our meat nor for our drink. But instead, from such things, let our thoughts be as free as be the birds which in the air flee. For why? Our Lord, sweet clipped Jesus, in the gospel speaketh to us thus. Through all the world go ye, saith he, and to every creature speak ye of me, and show of my doctrine and cunning, and that they may be glad of your coming. If that you enter in any house anywhere, look that you salute them, and bid my peace be there. And if that house be worthy and elect, the like peace there then shall take effect. And if that house be cursed or pervert, the like peace there then to yourself will revert. And furthermore, if any such there be which do deny for to receive thee, and do despise your doctrine and your lore, at such a house tarry ye no more. And from your shoes scrape away the dust to their reprieve, and I, both true and just, shall vengeance take on their sinful deed.
Wherefore, I know that I'm a poor friar. To this text take heed. Beware how you despise the poor friars, which are in this world Christ's ministers, and do them with a hearty cheer receive, lest they should your houses for to lose, and then God will take vengeance in his ire. Wherefore, I know that I'm a poor friar, did inquire where any people were which were disposed the word of God to hear. And as I came hither, one did me tell that in this town right good folk did dwell, which would to hear the word of God be glad. And as soon as I thereof that knowledge had, I hither hied me as fast as I might, intended by the word of God all night. And by your patience and the supportation, here to make a simple collation. Wherefore I require all ye in this presence for to abide and give due audience. But first of all, now here I shall make to God my prayer take, to give ye grace in this place, his doctrine for to take.
God and Saint Leonard send you all his grace, as many as been assembled in this place. Good Christian people that here do assemble, I pray God ye may all well resemble the image after which ye are wrought, and that ye save the Christ in ye bought. Devout Christian people, ye shall all wit that I am come hither ye to visit. Wherefore, let us pray thus, ere I begin. Our Saviour, preserve ye all from sin, and enable ye to receive this blessed pardon, which is the greatest under the sun, granted by the Pope in his bulls under lead, which pardon ye shall find when ye are dead, that offereth either groats or else pence to these holy relics, which ere I go hence, I shall show ye here in open audience. But first, ye shall know well that I come from Rome. Lo, here my bulls, all and some. Ah, liege lord, seal here on my patent, I bear with me my body to warrant that no man be so bold, be he priest or clerk, me to disturb in Christ's holy work, nor have no disdain nor yet scorn for these holy relics which saints have worn. First, here I show ye of a holy saint's sheep, a bone. I pray you take good keep to my words and mark them well. If any of your beasts' bellies do swell, dip this bone in the water that he doth take into his body, and the swelling shall slake. And if any snake hath your beast stung, take of this water and wash his tongue, and he shall be whole anon. And furthermore, of pox and scabs and every sore, he shall be quite whole that drinketh of the well that this bone is dipped in. It is truth that I tell. Here is a mitten, eek, as ye shall see. He that his hand shall put in this mitten, he shall have increase of his grain that he hath sown, be it wheat or oats, so that he offer either pence or else groats. And another holy relic, eek, here's he may, the blessed arm of sweet Saint Sunday. And whosoever is blessed with this right hand cannot speed amiss by sea nor by land, if he offereth eke with good devotion, he shall not fail to come to high promotion. And another holy relic, here may ye see, the great toe of the Holy Trinity. And whosoever once doth it in his mouth take, he shall never more be diseased with the toothache. Canker nor pox shall there none breed. This that I show ye is matter indeed. Here is of our lady a relic full good. Her sunscreen, which she wore with her French hood. Women with child by virtue shall here be eased, and of their travail full soon also released, if this sunscreen they do devoutly kiss, offer thereto, as their devotion is. And another holy relic, also a precious one, of All Hallows, the blessed jawbone, which relic without fail against poison chiefly doth prevail. For whomsoever it toucheth, without doubt, all manner venom shall issue out. Every man. No, lo, of Saint Michael, eek, the brain pan, which for the headache is a preservative to every man or beast that beareth life. And further, it shall stand him in better stead, for his head shall never ache when that he is dead. Wherefore, to these relics now come crouch and creep, but look that ye offering to them make, or else ye can no manner profit take, and because ye shall unto me give credence at the full, mine authority here shall ye see. Hello, here's the Pope's bull.
Dati e dabiter vobis is
worshipful
to have no literature, is to say in your English tongue.
That Pope Leo X hath granted.
Depart your goods, the poor folk
and Bibles confirmed under lead.
And God shall then give unto you again.
And
this is the gospel so 10,000
years and many
legs
of pardon.
Therefore, give dead, your arms in the largest lies. Keep not your
goods. With their petty wrongs deeds.
Fight!
And then put
covetous,
to their hands for the good speed of the holy chapel of sweet St. Leonard, which lay by fire, was destroyed and marred.
Is scripture...
Aye, by the mass.
But a sister's
one cannot hear.
What a
babbling of yonder foolish friar. And also... Masters,
in scripture, is there many a please?
How
which
you like
that
the
many
sixth,
a man
has
so
granted
forth? Like a dress!
And doth 12,000 years of pardon to them send the
say
to
they
this
would
holy
none
chapel
to the indigent, but a court having
Pope
great
Boniface
great
the Ninth,
indignation, great
Pope
indignation,
July, Pope Innocent,
punished these men
popes.
After a
no,
diverse fashion,
the sustaining of
as the gospel
same.
From nobly doth declare,
and 5,000 years of pardon to every one of you I name,
on
and clean
on
remission
his,
also
on
of their sin, as oftentimes as you put in into the pardoner's coffer, or any money up unto his offer, or his offering penny or groat. Or either give it the pardoner in you coat, or take of me any other image or letter, whereby this poor chapel may bear the better.
An angel's his soul
and
to
God
heaven
what?
Did carry, and now the rich
a
man
gracious
deed, when he was dead,
for which God shall break you well on me.
He shall remain
now
in bloody fire,
poor
which
chapel,
he shall never
if it be your will.
But I say thou, pardoner, I bid thee quit your peace.
And I say thou, friar, hold thy tongue still.
What, standest thou all the day smattering?
Marry, what standest thou all the day clattering?
Marry, fellow, I come hither to preach the word of God, which if no man may be forbode, but heard with silence and good intent. For why? It teacheth them evidence the very way and path that shall them to lead even to heaven's gate straight as any three. And he that letteth the word of God of odious standeth accursed in the great sentence. And so art thou for interrupting me.
Nay, thou art accursed. Thou shalt see. And all such that to me make interruption... The Pope sends them excommunication. By his bulls, he ready to be read by bishops and his cardinals confirmed, and eke, if thou disturb me anything, thou art also traitor to the king, for he hath granted me under his broad seal. No man, if he love his heel, should me disturb or in any wise, and if thou, does the king's commandment despise? I shall make thee be set fast by the feet. And when thou saidest that thou art more meet among the people, herefore to preach, because thou dost them the very way teach how to come to heaven above, oh, therein thou liest, and that shall I prove. And by good reason I shall make thee bow and know that I am meeter than art thou, for thou, when thou hast taught them once the way, well, thou carest not whether they come there yea or nay. But when that thou hast done altogether and taught them the way to come hither, yet all that thou canst imagine is but to use virtue and to abstain from sin. And if they once fall, then thou canst no more. Thou canst not give them a salve for their sore, but these... my letters be clean purgation, although never so many sins they have done. Eh? But when thou hast taught them the way and all, yet ere they come there, they may have a fall.
many, many times. In the way ere that they come thither, for why the way to heaven is very slidder. But I will teach them another rate, for I shall bring them to heaven's gate and be their guides and conduct all things and lead them thither by the purse strings, so that they shall not fall, though that they should.
Hold thy peace, knave. Thou art very bold. Thou pratest in faith, even like a pardoner.
Why despisest thou the Pope's minister, masters? Here I curse him openly, and therewith warn all this whole company by the Pope's great authority that ye leave him and hearken unto me. For till he be assoiled, his words take none effect. For out of holy church, he is now clean reject.
My masters, he doth jest and rave. It forceth not for the words of a knave, but to the word of God do reverence. And hear me forthwith, to audience!
Masters, this pardon which I showed you before
of
is the greatest that ever was,
how
since
you
God was
give
poor
for
why, without confession or contrition, why this you shall have clean remission,
not
forgiven
God
of
should
the
give you retribution,
sins
but no,
seven.
Further, it ought
come
be
to this pardon
these poor
if you will come to heaven.
Have your
come
Lord
to this pardon
these
if you will be in bliss. This is the pardon which ye cannot miss. This is the pardon which has many souls in. This is the pardon of ridder of the sin. This is the pardon that purchases the grace.
Do fast and pray. We friars to men and neighbours. Every hour we friars take pay for love of our Saviour. We friars also go in limitation.
This
what
is the pardon that the heaven shall be bring.
Will you see that pardon and will you keep silence saying that?
Yea, it's like to me when I have done.
Marty, therefore, the more art thou a knave, I see. Thou perturbest the word of God, I see. For neither thyself will hear God's doctrine, ye suffer them their ears to incline. Wherefore our Saviour, in his holy scripture, given thee thy judgment, thou cursed creature, speaking to thee after this manner. Maledictus, qui audit verbum Dei negligenta. Woe be that man, saith our Lord, that giveth no audience or heareth the word of God with negligence.
Now hast thou spoken all, Sador. I care not for thee, an old straw. I'd liever thou were hanged up with a rope than I that have come from the Pope, and thereby God's minister, while thou standest and pray, should be fain to knock without the gate. Wherefore? Preach hardily thy bellyful. But I nevertheless will declare the Pope's bull.
Now, my
now,
friends,
masters, as I have
before
declared, the partners move,
you
may not be spared. Now hereafter shall follow
to
an ending tune that followed partners
to
great virtue. We partners are as wholesome as necessary as is the meat rather than is hungry. For pardons is the thing that bringeth men to heaven. Pardons delivereth them from the sins. Seven, pardons for every crime made dispense.
Oh,
pardon, purchase it, grace
of
all offence, and though ye had saying that my father and mother, and this pardon is the chief
profess,
of all other,
may have
or
no
those
money,
with many
all
broach, those sins that ye have never so many, though that in all his kindred slay, in this pardon to wit them all, from everlasting pain, which is no sin so abominable, which to remit this pardon is not able, as well declare the sentence of this letter.
Ye
cannot therefore bestow your money better.
For if ye give your arms in that wise, you shall not go down suffice.
Give us some money.
But I say now, lewd fellow, hadst none other time to show thy bulls but now. Canst not tarry and abide till soon and read them then, when preaching is done.
I will read them now. Oh. What sayest thou thereto? Hast thou anything therewith to do? Thinkest that I will stand and tarry for thy leisure? I am bound to do so much for thy pleasure.
For my pleasure?
Nay, I would thou knowest it well. It becometh the knave never a deal to prate thus boldly in my presence. And let the word of God
of audience.
Let the word of God, quoth our nables and dribble, pray here all day with a foul evil, and all thy sermon goeth in, it goeth on covetise, and biddeth men beware of avarice, and yet in thy sermon dost thou none other thing but for alms stand all the day begging.
Leave thy railing, I would thee advise.
Nay, leave thou thy babbling, if thou be wise.
I would thou knowest it, knave. I will not leave a whit.
No more will I. I do thee well to wit.
It is not thou shall make me hold my peace.
Then. Speak on hardly, if thou think it for thy ease.
For I will speak, whether thou wilt or no.
In faith, I care not, for I will speak also.
Wherefore hardly, let's both go to.
See which shall be better heard of us two.
Testing.
To it.
By God, by God, a little thing might make me do.
Oh, and I shew thy art and thou spare.
By God, I will not miss thee much, thou slinch. And if thou play me with such another touch, ish, knock thee on the costard, I would thou it you.
Oh, marry, that would I see, quote blight Hugh.
Well, I will begin, and then let me see whether thou darest again interrupt me, and what thou wouldst say.
Oh, well, begin and prove whether I will yea or nay.
Oh,
because
Lord,
some of the case were a thick...
By God, so name I was somebody!
He shall not hear the Pope's authority!
No, no,
no! Oh, I say, some good body. Lend me his hanger, and I shall teach him, by God Almighty, how he shall another time learn how to fight. I shall make that bald crown of his to
bald crown!
I shall leave him with but one ear in his head.
But I shall leave thee never an ear ere I go.
Oh, yea, awesome friar, will thou so?
my hands away from my hairs! Nay, abide thou, Horson. I am not down yet. I trust first the lightning at my feet.
Yeah, Horson, will thou scratch and bite?
Yea, marry, I will, so long as thou dost smite.
A vengeance on you both, too! That ever you came hither to make this ado, to pollute my church! A mischief on your light! I swear to you, by God Almighty, you shall both repent! Every vein of your heart as sore as it did everything ere you depart!
Master Parson, I marvel ye will give license to this false knave in this audience to publish his ragman rolls with lies. I desired him, I wish, more than once or twice to hold his peace. Till I had done, but he would hear no more than a man in the moon!
Why should I suffer thee more than thou me? Master Parson gave me license before thee, and I would thou knowest it. I have relics here.
Relics!
Other manner stuff than thou dost bear. I will edify more with the sight of it than with all thy prating of holy writ. For they said that the preacher himself lived well. His predication will help never a doubt. And I know well that thy living is naught. Thou art an apostate, if it were well sought. An homicide thou art, I know well enough. For myself knew where there thou slouch. A wench with thy dagger in her couch. And yet, as thou sayest in thy sermon, no man shall touch.
I was wrangling in my church! I shrew your hearts both for this lurch. Is there any blood spilled here between these names? Thank it be God they had no staves or edge tools, for then it had been wrong. Well, you shall sing another song. Neighbour Pratt, come hither, I pray.
Why? What is this?
I cannot tell you. One knave disdains another, wherefore take ye the one and I shall take the other. We shall bestow them there as is convenient for such a couple. I trow they shall repent that ever they met in a church here. Neighbour, ye be constable, stand ye near, take ye that knave, and let me alone with this gentleman. By God, and by St. John, I shall borrow the priesthood somewhat. For I may say to thee, neighbour Pratt, it is a good deed to punish such that they shall take ensample of such other, but how that they shall mell in like fashion as these caitiffs do.
Good.
Go on then.
Faith, Master Parson, if you do so, you do but teach, yes, you do but well, yes, to teach them to beware.
Master Pratt, I'll pray ye me to spare. I am sorry for that is done. Wherefore, I pray ye forgive me soon for that I have offended within your liberty. And by my troth, sir, ye may trust me, I will never come hither more while I live and go before.
Nay, I am once charged with thee. Wherefore, by St. John, thou shalt not escape me till thou hast scoured a pair of stocks.
Tut, he weeneth all is but mocks. Lay hand on him and come ye on, Sir Friar. You shall of me hardly have your hire. Ye had none such this 7 year. I swear by God and Our Lady dear.
Nay, Master Parson, for God's passion, entreat not me after that fashion. For if you do, it will not be for your honesty.
Honesty or not, but thou shalt see that I shall do by and by. Make no struggling. Come forth. Sober life, for it shall not avail thee, I say.
Marry, that shall we try even straight away. I defy thee, churl, priest, and there be no more than now. I will not go with thee, I make God a vow. We shall see, first, which is the stronger. God has sent me bones. I do not be feared.
Yea, by thy faith, wilt thou be there? Neighbour Pratt, bring forth that knave, and thou, Sir Friar, thou wilt all gates rave.
Nay, churl, I thee defy. I shall trouble ye first.
Well, thou shalt go to prison by and by. Let me see now. Do thy worst. Help, neighbour Pratt. Neighbour Pratt, in the worship of God, help me someone. They will tower my distaff that I can well spin the cursed friar to the upper hand wind!
Hey, will you leave then? And let us both depart?
Go!
Then it's you to the devil till we come again.
And the mischief go with you both twain.
Well done. Good job.
In The Pardoner and the Friar by John Heywood. The Friar was played by Simon Nader-Mirza. The Pardoner by Robert Crichton. Pratt by Alexandra Kataguida. And The Parson by Rule Fox. Backstage technical manager for the live show was Valentina Vinci. The Pardoner and the Friar was recorded live at the Key Theatre in Sudbury and edited and produced by Robert Crichton for the Beyond podcast. To get more on this play and others from that season, then join our Patreon for more behind-the-scenes material and video footage. Our patrons fund all our work, and none of this could happen without their support. Go to patreon.com/beyondshakespeare, or you can give a one-off donation via ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare. Links are in the show description. Beyond is sponsored by the Malone Society. The Malone Society is dedicated to textual scholarship in late medieval and early modern drama. It publishes editions of early printed and manuscript texts of plays, plus collections of documentary material relating to the performance and reception of early drama, offers research fellowships, grants and prizes, and supports symposia and performances. For more details, visit malonesociety.com.